All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
You're listening to Idiot Lab.
Idiot Lab.
You're listening to Idiot Lab.
From the National
Aeronautics and Space Administration.
And Spoofs
Goofs.
Wacky Hijink Studios.
Hello, you are listening to Idiot Lab, a podcast of thought experiments, hypotheticals, and my favorite SNL cast member, Nardwar. Welcome to our laboratory. I'm one of your hosts, Martin Kaczmowski, but before we get to the big wheel, allow me to introduce my co-host, Scott Carey.
What's up?
That was fine. I had the cue.
And Kelly Dane.
I'm here.
I was trying to cover for Kelly.
Didn't need you to. I would have asked you.
He stepped away from his mic to breathe.
To sing his favorite song.
Spring is sprung.
Well, Marty, how the hell are you?
How the hell are you?
I'm doing okay. My throat's a little hoarse. I'm a little hoarse. Yeah, I'm a little hoarse. Like,
come on, man.
Little Sebastian.
There you go. Thank you.
You can just move on.
Gumby's horse. The references what is on block, dude. What the hell?
Gumby's horse? What is Gumby's horse called?
Pokey.
I don't know. Pokey.
Pokey.
It is Pokey.
Like Pokey. Oh, boy. How are you guys doing this week?
Great.
I have a frog in my throat. Like, Norbit? What's his name? That frog?
On time, as always, didn't delay the recording of this at all. I'm great. Doing good.
Hell yeah.
Kelly was busy baking.
I got busy baking. I always think it's going to go way quicker than it does, and it doesn't.
This thing about baking, it's the science of cooking. The cooking of science.
Yeah.
One of those two.
One of these days I'll learn how to time stuff. So,
Kelly, just buy your stuff from the store. Come on, man. Saves you time.
I did. I bought the puff pastry from the store. I didn't make that from scratch. Are you kidding me?
Oh, should have done that.
No.
That would have been fun. Puff pastry's fun to make.
No, it's not. Shut up. What are we doing this week?
No, it's not. It's
not. I think the wheel went like an hour ago. The folks at NASA asked us to solve a problem that we posited ourselves weeks ago on the show, which is which celebrity besides, okay, let's name the celebrities who so far have run for president. We have got, of course, the successful one, Donald J. Trump. Then
yes.
Kanye ran for president unsuccessfully. And then...
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has threatened to, and
yes.
Matthew McConaughey has threatened to. I was getting to him. Matthew McConaughey has threatened to run for I think Texas seat.
They were teasing he was gonna run for governor.
Yeah. And of course, yeah, I should have started with Reagan. Yes, he also did the damn thing.
Arguably, George Washington was a celebrity first, also. He wasn't a politician, he was a celebrity. He was famous for being a general.
So.
He's not wrong. He's kind of
so
right.
So every general is like a celebrity. Everyone's like, look.
Thomas Jefferson.
It's Petraeus.
No. Not everyone. Two that come to mind. George Washington and Ulysses S. Grant. Mm-hmm. I think they were famous for being generals. And then everyone's like, hey, they did a great job as generals. Let's get them
in there.
I think
the general should run.
Oh, save some time.
He's good at rhyming. That's for sure. Yeah. I think he can come up with some good slogans. All right, this sucks. Hey, so they provided us a bracket so that they gave us the inarguably 64 most beloved celebrities who had a shot at making it to the White House, and they wanted us, by process of elimination, a 64-seat bracket to come up with who should run for president from this list.
Okay.
All right.
And they said, Scotty gets to be the bracket keeper.
Oh, so Kelly and I don't even get to see the names on the list.
No, they said they don't deserve to.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And can't handle the responsibility, so Scotty has to do it.
All right.
I mean, NASA's not wrong about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, any questions or should we just jump right in?
Let's just jump right into it.
Let's go for it. Okay.
Matchup one.
Matchup one. Okay. We've got Emma Stone versus Billy Porter.
I know one of those people.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I think I think we've got our answer. What if I told you one of them had a hat that had electrical powered shades that opened on it? Does that jog anything for you?
No. Oh, that could be Emma Stone too, though.
Yeah, she's worn a lot of hats.
Yeah, well, all right. Okay, so gay icon Billy Porter. So I get nobody will vote for him because of our lack of representation in this.
I'm going to vote for Emma Stone.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for Emma Stone. I'm going to vote for Emma Stone, and here's why. Great actress. One of my favorite working actors, and that's it. That's my justification of why she would make for a better president.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Are we supposed to vote on who we think will be a better president?
I think it should. That's the thing. We really haven't gone over the criteria. I think for me, I'm going based on who I think realistically could become president, as in who is the American populace more likely to vote for?
Well, then it's for sure Emma Stone.
If America thinks the same way I do, they see Emma Stone up against Billy Porter, and they're like, Emma Stone's not fit to run. I don't know who Billy Porter is, so let's vote for him.
Yeah, the misogyny of it all.
The misogyny of it all.
That's a fair argument. I think also.
What if I told you though he was a flamboyantly gay black man?
I would that doesn't faze me. I would still vote for him.
I think the age is the biggest issue. I think that's the thing that would. By the time either of them was running for president, Billy Porter would probably be too old. And although to be fair,
that's not true at all.
95-year-olds run for president. Yeah. I think that's going to change though. I think in the next primary cycle, that's going to really shift. I think.
Let's hope.
That's my. That's a hot take coming from me today. Hot take.
I think Emma Stone was in like Easy A and like Spider-Man, these sort of like
The Amazing Spider-Man
movies that you would watch on an airplane. And Billy Porter was in that sort of ill-fated Amazon Cinderella musical. So for that, I'm voting Emma Stone.
That's like exactly my right. That's exactly
all right. Well, that settles it. We don't got to belabor it. All right, Emma Stone moves on.
Emma Stone it is.
Okay, the next matchup, I think this will be a juicier one. Bill Gates versus James Cameron. Two sort of moguls, if I may.
Oh, also, I would say heavyweights of this division. Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Like, I could see these are two one seeds right here.
Damn.
On the one hand, you've got Bill Gates is rich and successful. And charitable, quite charitable, notably charitable, but also controversial to some people. You know, folks on a certain political spectrum would think he's quote-unquote eating babies or whatever. And on the other hand, you got James Cameron, kind of obsessed with environmentalism a little bit, which I think that's where he would come in as a potential guy who would run for president.
He'd be like, we got to save the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, first, yes. Start from the bottom up.
Let's send all the submarines down there. Let's go. Let's get them all going down there. But I think similarly, like, successful, sort of self-made in that way.
We know he can, Cameron he's good at long-term projects. We know he, you know, like...
This is true.
Bill Gates is worried about his, like, quarterly earnings and sending out another...
Yes.
Microsoft Surface W2. Pro or whatever.
Is he still worried about that? I thought he's pretty checked out of the Microsoft stuff lately.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He's just
yeah.
doing the
no. I, the last time I talked to him, he said another Surface Pro for this quarter.
Just one more. One more and I'll be good. Yeah. One more.
One more and I'll finally corner the tablet market.
I'll start the voting. I don't think I could vote for Bill Gates because I watched a video of him guessing how much groceries cost, and he was so far off of how much they actually cost. Like Lucille Bluth in Arrested Development, $10 for a banana style. It was pretty bad.
I hear
you. I would probably vote for James Cameron.
You know what? I'm going to piggyback off you and say I saw a video of him jumping over a chair, and I just don't think that's presidential. You know what I mean?
I would say the opposite. That's the most... That's him jumping over a chair is Bill Clinton playing sax on SNL.
You know? Which was... And look how that turned out. You're
Became president.
Yeah, and then what happened afterwards? You'll blow a horn. You'll... something else hornful, if you know what I mean.
All right, sure.
So I'm going to say, and James Cameron, he knows how to put like a big production together. Like he's willing to work on one project for a long time. And what better project than these United States?
And he's a great businessman because notoriously he's great at convincing studios to give him way too much money for the craziest fucking projects. And they, and then it turns out that people actually love them and it worked out. So I think James Cameron's a slam dunk pick.
James Cameron.
Which I think is shocking that Bill Gates, someone who actually might run for president one day, getting knocked out by noted filmmaker.
I mean, let's also
James Cameron
not forget he's a fucking nerd. Like he would get owned in the debates. Like
I mean, he would have a hard time. He would have a hard time with like moderate voters. I think that's the thing. Is I think he would struggle mightily to get moderate voters.
Next on the list, two more potentially heavy hitters. Jerry Seinfeld versus Dave Grohl.
Ooh.
Mm.
Fuck.
People from the 90s are... This is a real Sophie's Choice. Which is a 90s reference.
Can I pick neither? I have to say, no matter what, I'm voting Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Because I would never, ever want Jerry in a position of power.
No.
Love his TV show. You know, my favorite sitcom ever. I'm wearing a fucking Seinfeld shirt right now as we're recording this.
That's one of my PJ shirts. I have the same shirt and I wear it as PJs.
I got this from Kelly as a gift once.
Yeah, I bought your shirt and my shirt at the same time.
Hey, I have a side question really quick.
Yeah.
What's PJs short for?
Pajamas.
Is it pajamas? we had to shorten pajamas.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I never thought about that before. But anyway, yeah, sorry, go on, Marty.
It's Pajama Harvey, also.
Okay. Oh, you're done. Okay.
yeah, there is no more elaboration on that.
I have one thing, too, is just like what he would do to the age of consent terrifies me. So he would lower it by 1 year.
Yeesh.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't make fun of him for dating a 17-year-old.
No.
Off limits.
I'm saying yeesh to him. Oh, okay. I'm saying yeesh to him,
it's
Scott.
True, dude.
Dave Grohl moves on. Dave Grohl's moving on.
Yeah, Dave Grohl. I mean, I didn't get to cast my vote. I didn't abstain either. I would have voted for Dave Grohl because here's the thing. He's so busy that he's just not going to get anything done, and that's fine. You kind of just vote someone in to be president to basically not do anything because he's not going to stop touring. He's going to keep touring.
He's going to drink a lot of coffee. Yeah.
Drink a lot of coffee, keep touring. Keep being rock and roll.
The number two guy in their band died, and they just like fucking right back. They didn't take a break.
Oh, they took like a 2 month break. Right back. They were did
right
not
back to
pause.
He, I feel like I might be wrong as the list goes on, but so far I feel like he'd be the closest to the president at the end of the movie Attack from Mars, which is like it's that little like Neil Young looking kid who's just like, I'm just going to do whatever or something. Like, yeah. So
Mars Attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing. Attack from Mars.
They call it Attack from Mars in Europe.
What is this movie? Oh, yeah. And Scott's in Europe right now.
Yeah, he's in Europe.
Yeah. Okay. Dave Grohl wins. All right. next up, Samuel L. Jackson versus Melissa McCarthy. The... people who are in commercials category, if I may.
With Capital One,
and,
you can run for president.
Yeah, Capital One versus like vacations.com or whatever.
What's in my wallet versus I don't know vacations.com's tagline. I gotta go Melissa.
Interesting. I would go Samuel Jackson for sure.
Samuel Jackson's old.
I like both.
He's very
old. I like
old.
Both. He is old, but he's beloved. That's the thing, is like
beloved.
The populist vote, he would succeed at running for president.
Yeah.
Like, he would be very popular.
I think this is very tough because Samuel L. Jackson has been beloved longer
Yes.
But that said, I think I'm going to cast my vote for Melissa McCarthy because momentum is on her side. She became beloved more recently and is just like in, it's literally like, I think people, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I think recency bias plays a huge factor in how people vote. Like, I think most people, when they go to the polls, it's like, who did they see talk last?
Most recently.
Yeah.
I'll also say Melissa McCarthy is sneakily like a force as like a box office draw, like sneakily like can get pretty much any movie made she wants to make, it seems like. And her movies do well. Like her movies are always the like her that fucking that movie made 80 million. Like Identity Thief made like $300 million worldwide. What the fuck? Like,
I think
people love the people,
I,
do,
you
love
look
her,
at, like,
do love
the,
her.
Look at like the like, because, you know, as we know, like the people who don't vote make up more people than on either side who vote.
Yes, yes.
You know, I think there's a lot of Melissa McCarthy fans.
Yeah,
in
that's
that
true.
Group. Yeah.
You definitely tap into the like pyramid scheme moms, and you tap into dads who love to laugh, and those are two big demographics that I don't think any candidates are currently speaking to.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Next matchup, we got two chanteuses, two divas, Dolly Parton versus Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly's winning that for sure. I mean, like, J-Lo would do fine, I think, against most of these other candidates. Dolly's a slam dunk.
Love Jenny. Love her block. She also has a video that's very funny where she goes back to like one of the places she used to rent and tries to talk to the person who's renting there, and it's just an awkward conversation of like... Cool.
Sounds hilarious.
Cool. You lived here. Great.
Can I go inside now?
Yeah.
Damn. It's not her block anymore.
It really was.
I got to say, Dolly is a early front runner. In my, like, I'm not spoiling anything. I think it's going to be hard to beat Dolly.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting sick of it. I agree. I will probably vote for Dolly Parton as well. But I'm getting sick. Speaking of people who are in commercial, I saw a commercial for something. I can't even tell you what the commercial was for, but the commercial literally was like two words, Dolly Parton. And this is becoming the thing of like in like 2009 or whatever, when everybody was like,
yeah.
Hey, guess what? Bill Chuck Murray. Norris. Like, oh, Bill Murray. Stop. Stop.
I guess
it.
Chuck Norris was more like 2007.
Yeah.
I agree with this. The memification of, I mean, here's what I'm going to say. Here's a shocking, controversial take based on the episode that we're doing. People worshiping celebrities and memeing them is toxic and horrible for the culture.
Mm-hmm. It's not good.
Let's do the next one.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so Dolly Parton takes it. Well, and then speaking of people who are memed to death, next up, Pedro Pascal versus Meryl Streep.
Oh, I'm going Meryl. Oh, man. We're voting too fast now. We're voting a little too fast.
No, we're not voting too fast. We have a huge bracket to get through.
We do have a huge bracket.
It's true.
Pedro Pascal, he's hot. He's so hot right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Momentum. The young votes. This is really like, I think this is a one that divides young and old.
I don't think
more old people vote than young people.
For now.
That's going to be the case forever.
No,
even when we're old,
now,
we're going to vote.
Dude.
Meryl would do better, but I do think she's going to get upset next round. That's what I'm going to say right now. I just don't think Pedro is quite at that level yet.
I think Meryl would get shit done. I think Pedro would bow out of this, honestly.
He doesn't want to. He wants to.
He's like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Meryl's a great, Meryl's a great candidate. I'm going to concede.
Yeah, I think he's actually like in danger of some other people on this list of like sort of oversaturating the, like, he's in too many things. Like, he needs to take a break, I think. Where Meryl Streep is like very sparing with the stuff she does, but when she shows up, everybody's like, fuck yeah. So, all right.
Yeah, he's rumored to be cast as Reed Richards for Fantastic Four, and everyone's reaction was the same, which is like, don't do it. Just go do non-franchise stuff, because he's done so much of that recently, and it's like, go do cool movies for a little
bit.
You
don't
need
another house, man.
Yeah, go do some, like, go get some movies made that you want to be in and stuff. Like, yeah, use your clout wisely. Don't go fucking do a Marvel movie.
Speaking of people I'm sick of, Ryan Gosling. Wait, sorry. I thought it was a different Ryan that I famously hate.
I was gonna say
Ryan Gosling's all right.
You like, speaking of like, popular celebrities that I don't mind, Ryan Gosling versus Danny DeVito.
That's a tough one. Real Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
If the criteria is getting who will get the most votes, it's not even close. Not even close.
What, Gosling?
No, Danny DeVito.
I don't know, man.
DeVito would 100% get the most.
DeVito
beloved Danny DeVito.
When people find out about DeVito's politics, he'll lose a lot of votes, I think.
What are his politics?
He's a lefty. Democratic socialist.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing, is that if you're going to get these policies through to the people, you're going to have to use a celebrity the level of Danny DeVito, who's beloved by young and old alike, and he's beloved by normies and freaks.
Oh, that's true.
He touches all the
quadrants.
He's a
very versatile candidate. But then you look at how handsome and pretty Ryan Gosling is, and I'm just thinking, like, people just vote for that. People love that.
I mean, he is hot.
Traditionally hot.
Yeah.
But Danny DeVito's hot, too. Untraditionally.
Yeah.
In his own way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going DeVito.
Yeah, I gotta say, in a debate, I think DeVito would come out on top.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling would be a couple steps above Ron DeSantis, I think, in a debate. Smiling normally. I think you'd be able to smile normally, unlike Ron DeSantis. That's about it. Yeah, Danny DeVito wins.
Jennifer Coolidge versus Jodie Foster.
Interesting, because if you're going off recency bias, it's for sure Coolidge, right? And Foster is, like you guys were just saying with DeVito, more left-wing, more outwardly left-wing, always has been. I'm a big Jodie Foster fan, to be honest. Hard for me not to pick her. As a fan of her acting, her directing, Coolidge is a lot of fun. Who doesn't like Jennifer Coolidge, you know?
Yeah,
Coolidge is the fun mom, the fun aunt.
To me, the thing is, how's that bite of cookie, Marty?
This is my fault.
My wife brought in a cookie, and it's spilling everywhere, so I'm just going to try to eat it really fast so it doesn't just crumble all over my desk.
This is my fault. We should have been done recording by now.
So, hold on a second. So, if you had to eat the cookie, you had to, because if you just left it sitting on the desk, it would fly apart like it was in like a centrifuge or something.
There's a crumb.
There's no way I couldn't eat the cookie in the middle of the podcast. If I did, it would just start separating and flying.
You wouldn't have known.
Scattered to the four winds across my desk.
Jodie Foster.
That's really? Okay.
Really?
I would say that the public, again, because this is not a Marty and Kelly's favorite celebrity contest. This is who the general public would vote for. The thing with Jodie Foster is that I think, how do I put this? The American public, like, does not want, she's too, like, serious. Like, people would be like, because of misogyny, people would be like, she's bossy, she's no fun. She, like, because she's got, like, such a, like, serious and sort of, like, severe demeanor. I think that would be a deterrent to her in our misogynistic culture we live in.
I think that's fair. I think the problem is Coolidge just isn't mainstream famous enough.
Yeah, that's, I mean, either way, I'm outvoted. Jodie Foster moves on. Like, I could see her, like, in a debate, she would be, like, indistinguishable from, like, an actual politician. And somehow that's, like, a bad thing.
That's kind of why I'm voting for her, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I do understand, I agree, the idea that most people would be, like, for Coolidge, be like, she's just like us. She speaks her mind. Like, all the stupid fucking shit people said about Trump.
And, we're like, it's like, Jodie Foster came with, like, statistics. We hate this.
Jodie Foster comes in, she's like, fill the swamp. Fill the swamp.
To be fair, though, Biden did come in, and Biden is like the most politician they could have ever been elected president.
Yeah, but it was a clean house. It was a tap-in, dude.
I mean, I understand that, but
Okay, two people who will never be mistaken for actual politicians: Nicolas Cage versus Drew Barrymore.
Ooh, this one's spicy.
Well, Drew Barrymore lost a lot of leftist votes this last year. She would have a hard time getting through the primary.
Oh, she scabbed up. That's right.
Scabbed up, dude. Yeah.
She scabbed and then immediately caved because everyone was like, and she did the right thing. She like, oh, okay, I won't. I won't scab.
Well, there's one more right thing she could have done.
Yeah, just not do it in the first place. But she still did the right thing in the end. But Nick Cage is, I mean, you know, the people love Nick Cage. And he's the king of memes. Yeah, the bees, you know, everybody loves his movies. Everybody knows his movies. Barrymore, sure, she speaks to the kind of the daytime talk show circuit and can kind of launch her presidential campaign that way. That's a powerful thing. But
what?
I go Nick Cage.
Gotta go Nick Cage.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, he's one like memed person that like, you know what? It actually doesn't bother me.
Is it Barrymore who posts the videos of her like crying in the rain and stuff, which I love?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know.
She's like, because she's like, it's so beautiful or something like that, right?
And then we talk about misogyny and people would be like, she cries at the rain. You can't have someone like that as president.
If she'll cry from the rain, what do you think? What do you think Al Qaeda's gonna do to her?
Yeah, ISIS. They're gonna have a field day with her. Nick Cage.
All right. Tina Fey versus Dwayne Johnson.
Ooh, this one's tough. Tina Fey would smoke The Rock in a debate, but not in a cage match.
No, he would. He would definitely win a cage match against her.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Nah, I disagree.
Oh, expand on that.
All Tina Fey would have to do is run around. He can't. He has no cardio.
Yeah.
He's kind of notoriously a big fucking liar.
Yeah.
And he's a bull. I mean, most like wrestlers are, they all tend to be really bullshitters. And he is a massive bullshitter. I think he actually would get, I think if he was more out there like that for something like this, I actually think he would get a lot of negative press. Whereas I think Tina Fey, yeah, she's very adept at handling the media.
Yeah.
I think they're like, I didn't realize this was going to be a like recurring theme, but I kind of like it. Like some other celebrities we discussed, I think there's Rock fatigue happening now at this point as well.
His momentum's low. Tina Fey kind of mounting a comeback a little bit right now.
It's true. She's been Mean raising Girls musical on the way.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
She was great in the Hercule Poirot movie. She was great as one of the characters in a murder mystery. She was great in that.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a
Black
big
Adam
resume booster.
For me, it is. And that's why I'm picking her.
Yeah. When I think which celebrity could be best president, I think which one was recently good in an ensemble murder mystery.
Kenneth Branagh is going to go all the way to the top, baby.
But just wait until I have a word with him.
Oh, no. It's.
Curious
Daniel Craig.
Indeed.
Daniel Craig. What is
the
character's name?
Real.
Benoit Blanc.
Yeah.
Benoit Blanc, of course.
All right. Oh, boy. Well, okay. This one is a fucking no-brainer for me, but we'll see what y'all say. Mark Wahlberg versus Willie Nelson.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, you stack the deck on this one. Willie Nelson's for sure winning this one.
Some people really like Mark Wahlberg. I am not one of those people.
Me neither.
Yeah, I think if you actually have like an assault charge on your record, it's really hard to run for president, though.
Yeah, is he even allowed?
He's never been able to shake that, and he'll never be able to shake that. Like, it's always going to be on your record.
And then his Funky Bunch or whatever the fuck it was called.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
yeah,
always,
people don't take him seriously.
He
like
does
that.
Not
Willie
like
Nelson
talking
would
about
be like
vibrations.
I wore a lot of stupid shit, but I never looked like this. And then he plays a Funky Bunch clip, and it's over. Yeah. Yeah,
I never wore parachute pants.
Yeah. All right, boom. Okay, Willie Nelson. Moving on. Okay. Oh, this is going to be another tough one. I think. Shaq versus Oprah. This is the one namers category.
Who was the first name?
The one namers who have two names that I can say now. Shaquille O'Neal versus Oprah Winfrey.
I feel like we're touching on somebody who will run for president. I'm shocked she hasn't.
And it's going to be great when he does.
Oh baby. I'm going Oprah. I'm going to go Oprah.
Yeah.
You get a car. You get a car.
Yeah, it would be like,
get a presidency.
You get a tax credit. You get a tax credit. Yeah.
She solves public transportation by giving everyone a car, dude. Yeah. Genius.
Oh my God.
Genius. Why didn't Elon Musk think of that?
Musk, what are you doing? Yeah, I'd go Oprah.
Hey, what if I come in? What if I weigh in on this? What if I weigh in on this debate? What if I weigh in on this debate?
All right, Oprah, moving on. Okay, next. Oh man, and this so this will be old news. Well, let me just say the names first. Mark Cuban versus Wallace Shawn.
Why is Wallace Shawn in the
Wallace
list?
Shawn?
Kelly's not going to know who that is.
Who?
Because he's
that was my first reaction. Kelly will not know who this
he's
is.
He's Wallace Shawn. Dennis Kucinich.
Is Richard Kind on this list? Because this is like my Richard Kind, I think.
He's who I would vote for, but nobody cares. he's got great politics. He Wallace Shawn is a leftist king. Okay, but yeah, so there's that. This is obviously a very one-sided matchup, but then also Mark Cuban, this will be old news by the time this airs, but he's leaving Shark Tank. Did you guys know?
He's leaving Shark Tank. He did the most insane thing. He sold his stake in a basketball team, but still gets to make decisions.
Wait, he's no longer the majority owner of the Mavericks?
Yeah, he sold his stake, but apparently he's still like involved on like the board or something. He's like,
huh, I'm surprised.
Which is awful. I hate it when owners are like that. It's the worst. They suck.
He is the rare owner who, when he started, he was so involved with that team, and the reason the team was good for a long time was because he was so fucking involved. And he made a lot of great decisions. I think supposedly he made a lot of great decisions in the front office and stuff, getting players. And I mean, he's the reason why they had Dirk and like the players, they whatever. But then obviously that backfired eventually and he got too busy doing other stuff, but then still tried to be like involved in that fucking meddled the team down to what it is now.
I want to say he's
going Wallace Shawn.
I want to say Mark Cuban's running out of momentum, but then his opponent in this round is Wallace Shawn. Who has, what's his snowball looking like these days?
He's the inconceivable guy. Come on.
People love
he has a built-in
My Dinner with Andre.
I'm talking momentum here. We've been preaching momentum most of this bracket. And I look it's up true. Wallace Shawn, and the first hit is a movie from 1981. Classic. It's a classic movie. But that's the top result.
Didn't he voice Toy Story? Isn't he in Toy Story? I think he voices
something
in Toy
Story. He's the T-Rex. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, never mind. He's
and
in
Toy
Young
Story
Sheldon,
4 only
so
came out like 5 years ago.
Wallace Shawn, Young Sheldon's very own Wallace Shawn.
I do actually wonder.
Unanimous
now, hold
vote.
On a second. Hold on a second. Could the reason Mark Cuban is winding these other enterprises down be he's perhaps starting the biggest enterprise of them all?
I do think he's going to run for president one day because he has tried, like, the prescription drug company thing is, like, that is the smartest thing he could have done to prep himself for a run 8 years from when that's done. So he's not running this coming election for sure because that would be, like, political suicide. But 4 years from now, he'll would definitely be in the Democratic primary. That I would be willing to put money on.
So I feel like just for that, he should win. But you both already voted for Wallace Shawn.
We all voted. It was unanimous. Wallace Shawn.
Which I'm happy about.
I hope it ends up Wallace Shawn versus Dolly Parton. I hope that's the final of the bracket.
All right. Oh, this one's going to be tough. Morgan Freeman versus Weird Al Yankovic.
This isn't tough.
God.
This isn't tough for me at all.
Not tough for you, but what about the American public?
American people.
Not tough for us. We know who we're going.
Yeah, it's hard. I want to make sure that Morgan Freeman, because I wanted to say, I thought Morgan Freeman was like pretty conservative, but maybe not. Oh,
I could see that. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I could see that too.
Here's the thing too. For me, it's
no,
like...
No, he's not. He's not. He's liberal. He's liberal. He's liberal. He's liberal.
Would... He's liberal. Okay, he's liberal. Got it. Would... For me, having Weird Al be in office, like after Biden, I don't know, after a second Trump term, yes. Because like I would vote in Weird Al like once I'm already like, fuck it. There's like no point in any of this. Like it's done. Let's just elect Weird Al. We might as well. You know what I mean?
My thing is Morgan Freeman is so old. He's so old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird Al, also old, but young not at heart and not as old.
I think I also think Morgan Freeman is retired, I think, at this point. So I think it is like a,
well, he's like Mark Cuban. He retired from film so that he could gear up for this presidential race. Weird Al hasn't recorded an album since 2014. So what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Is that true? But he had a biopic made about him last year.
I know. He's been busy. He also hasn't stopped touring, like, excluding COVID.
Ever. Like, ever.
Yeah, he's still touring.
And just think, like, how fun it would be to, like, see, like, a parody State of the Union. Or,
it'd
like, a parody
so good,
swearing. And he'd be like, I slovenly swear to the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He swears his oath of office on
a joke book,
or Guinness
a
World
lapel.
Records book.
Yeah. He wears Groucho glasses.
Yeah,
this is great. He's that's my president.
He puts a whoopee cushion underneath the.
It kind of makes sense.
Chair.
You got one kind of clown, and then we overcorrect and elect a different kind of clown into office. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Weird Al.
Like, he would be the president to usher us into the end times.
President Weird.
Well, it sounds like we have decided. All right. Jane Fonda versus Jim Carrey.
Oh.
Boy.
Now, Jane Fonda, classically very political, very outspoken.
Yes.
And not afraid to show it. Kind of awesome. Like, you know, has gotten arrested.
Yes, Jane Fonda's great. Yes.
And then Jim Carrey, especially lately, nihilistic.
Yes.
Depressed.
He's very much. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Sort of unhinged and a little scary.
Sort of just like, yeah, seems deeply unhappy. I would go Jane Fonda because I do think Jim Carrey, I think like people are shocked nowadays whenever he has a quote or an interview and people are like, because he's just like, yeah, I don't fucking care anymore. He just like doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
It seems like about caring about seeming a certain way or whatever.
And, yeah, he wouldn't want to, but he would, let me put it to you this way. He would release, we would know what happened with JFK right away. They put Jim Carrey in there.
If there was anything to know, yes.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Have you guys ever seen the documentary about him making Man on the Moon?
It's nuts. He's so insufferable.
And he like goes insane. Yeah.
He's the worst.
He's very annoying. It's like the worst kind of method acting type stuff. Yeah,
Kendall Roy took a page from his book.
In the documentary, he has Andy Kaufman's parents come and he like talks to them like he's Andy Kaufman.
Yes, it's really gross.
That's
so disgusting. Yikes. Anyways, he's got my vote. Somebody stop him.
For sure voting for Jane Fonda.
Yeah, so
Jane
Fonda
is too old. 85
Jane
years old
Fonda.
Is too old.
Well, I'd rather have a cool old woman than an annoying old man. All right, next up. Ooh, here's one in the... well, never mind. I'll save my commentary. Kristen Stewart versus Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, man. Young versus young.
Now, I know this is just a prompt, Scott, criticizing Lin-Manuel Miranda once again.
What do you mean? But. What are you grinning on my bean for? Are you coming at my scene?
God. I'll go K-Stew. I'll just go K-Stew on young people like her. She's reclaimed her...
Can you imagine the amount of stammering, though,
actress.
You'd have to hear?
Yes.
Every time she answers at the debate, she'd be like, yes.
She's figuring it out just like we are, baby. K2's got my vote and the American people's vote too.
Okay. I don't know who that was.
That's me talking on behalf of the American people.
But he's taking on this like interesting sort of cool guy persona. But all right. Yeah. I'm just happy we don't have to...
I don't represent people very often, and now I'm drunk on power.
Yeah, we can tell. Yeah, all right. Yeah, and you know what? We don't have to make fun of Lin-Manuel Miranda, because I think that's well-trod territory at this
well-worn
point.
Well-worn territory. Yeah.
Tim Kaine in the membrane. In the membrane. All right, folks.
Tim Kaine in the brain.
Oh, may it live forever. Tim Kaine in the membrane.
Put that Hillary sign up on your lawn. Call your cousin in Ohio. Try to flip him blue.
He meant well. He meant
I didn't say he didn't. That was the thing.
That Broadway fundraiser was full of Republicans, and so he actually... flipped a lot of
votes. It was a good attempt.
Night. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's our first half of the
first
the
round
bracket.
Over.
Yeah. Well, no, not the first round. Or like the first. That was the first 32 combatants. We have 32 more to before the first round.
It's time for the final segment of the show. And this week, I want to play a little game with you gentlemen. That's right. We're going to play a game of what is this musical act's most listened to song? Song? Song. I'll give you a musical act, and you two are going to guess which song of that band has the most streams on Spotify.
Hell yeah.
I have 15 of these because I had a lot of fun coming up with this list. Oh, baby. So, number one, The Beatles. The Beatles.
The most streamed. Because that's not... And this, wait, is this the Spotify top...
Number one?
Five? Because that's not always the most...
I looked at the top 10 for them, because I did show more, so I could see all the top 10 for most... But I think that is...
Right, but sometimes the thing in the number one spot doesn't actually have the most streams.
I actually looked at the numbers. Okay. I actually looked at the numbers. Okay. Yes.
So it has been streamed the most number of times.
All right.
And I'll say this is the number one stream song, I think, on Spotify, period. I believe.
Wow. All right. I'm that's easy. Say... then. It's a cover of The Wheels on the Bus Go Round
by The Beatles.
By The Beatles. Yeah. It's very popular.
It's a double decker bus. I think it's Here Comes the Sun.
It is Here Comes the Sun. Scott gets the first question. Number two, Stairway to Heaven. I did this. You know what? I did a test run.
Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin. I'm buzzing it. Led Zeppelin.
Kelly gets it. I did a test round of this with my wife, and I did the exact same thing for that. I said Stairway to Heaven, and then she just started laughing. I just couldn't believe it. Okay, number three.
It's because when you see Led Zeppelin, you just think Stairway to Heaven.
Like, yes, that's what it was. I was just like, it's obvious what the answer is.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones.
Gimme Shelter. No, it's not that one, but Gimme Shelter.
Scott, care to guess?
Honky Tonk Woman.
It is Painted Black.
I was going to.
I forgot about the trailer of it all.
Yes, the Scorsese of it all. Kelly was probably closest, I think, with that one. Number four, The Sugar Hill Gang.
Kelly,
No, I don't know the name of the song.
It's like, Someone's Delight. Does that clue you in? Rapper's Delight, come on.
Turkish Delight. Oh, damn.
Scott gets the point. It was Rapper's Delight. Number five, Marcy Playground.
Did you make that up?
No, that's the name of the band.
I don't know this band.
Well, think about the joke I just did. And think about another famous, Sex and Candy, of course. Their famous one-hit wonder band, Marcy Playground, their song, Sex and Candy.
Sure.
Okay.
Everyone knows that those two things.
we grew up in the night. I'm shocked, you guys. This is on every Now That's What I Call Music playlist.
They didn't put it on Now. They didn't put it on every volume of Now That's What I Call Music. That's not how that.
I think it was on every single one. I think it's on the most recent. That works. That's how it works.
Each one builds on the next. It's like math. Yeah.
They keep the best. No, they do like a bracket every time, and the best song gets to move on to the next album. So yeah. They just kept moving
if
on.
If you listen to Now That's What I Call Music 23, you'll have no idea what the fuck is going on if you don't listen to 22 first. It's like coming in to a new TV show in the on season 3.
Wait, who is Iron Man? Yeah. What is an Iron Man? I'm so confused. Number 6, Beyonce.
Single Ladies.
Yeah, no.
Scott, care to guess? I'm not saying yes or no yet.
Oh, so can I guess the same thing?
Yeah, you could.
What?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else, but that feels like that's a good answer. I'm going to agree with Kelly. I can't think of anything more.
Incorrect. Halo.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's Spotify, so I do wonder if it's that certain songs end up in more playlists or something, and that gets more plays. I'm not sure. Number 7... the Ting Tings.
Shut up, Tings, and let me go, baby.
Kelly gets it.
Wait, I have
God.
A bonus challenge for Kelly, which is name one other. Oh, no, that's not my name. That's their other.
Yeah,
Traffic Light. Traffic Light's a deep cut.
Of course.
There you go. I don't think I can name any other ones. They all sound the same. They're all like the same song. Just
yeah, they all kind of go ting
keys.
Ting.
Yeah, they all go ting
ting ting ting ting ting ting ting. That album of theirs is still great.
It's good. It's a good
number
album.
8. It's a good album. Number 8, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
I can hear the song in my head.
I only know one song, so I'm going to go Love Story, but I don't think that's
Nah,
right.
I think that's too old. It's the that's
she re-released
say.
It.
Ha ha. Na 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 na.
Oh, I know
but
that
I
one.
Keep moving.
I need the name of the song.
I'm trying
Scott.
To sing it until I know. If I sing it long enough, I will eventually say
to get to the chorus.
Bake it off.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Yeah. Thank you.
Make
thank
it
you.
Off.
It was not. It's Blank Space, which is another big hit of hers that I didn't know the name of until I listened to it. And I was like, oh, I do know this song.
Yeah, I don't
Blank
know.
Space. You guys are tied at the moment. 2-2.
We're going to really upset the Swifties with this one, guys.
I think we're going to upset a lot of people. Number 9, Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam.
Even flow.
Lopsided
Scott,
flow.
Are you, is that your guess? Lopsided flow?
Jeremy Spoken.
Kelly got the point with even flow. It is even flow. Of course. Number 10, Pink Floyd.
I know what it is, and I don't like it. I know what I think it is. I don't know what it is.
What do you think it is?
I think it's The Wall.
I think it's the one that's like, down, 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 down.
Ooh.
But I don't remember the name of that song. Is it like, hey, man, or something like that?
Can I help you? I don't know the name of a single Pink Floyd song.
You know what? There's one right in front of you right now.
Well, I know that one. But I don't know if that's the song, because I don't know their songs.
Wait.
Oh, Wish You Were Here. That's
Wish,
you
were,
Wish
here.
You were Here. Yeah, I'm going to guess that.
Incorrect. Another Brick in the Wall, part 2.
That's what I meant when I said The Wall. Because The Wall's
guess what,
album.
Kelly? You didn't say the fucking answer.
Yeah, why
though?
Would I know that it's another Brick in the Wall part? Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody part 6, syllable 5.
Yeah.
I didn't. The question wasn't best Queen song, so.
It's not best Queen
song. Number 11, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Dude.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
It's obviously Moonlight Sonata in C minor.
Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. I would have gotten that one right.
Dude. Is it Rock Me?
Kelly, care to guess?
Number 3.
It is Requiem K626.
That's what I meant to say as a goof for the question answer to the last question.
Kelly leads 3-2. Willie Nelson, number 12. Willie Nelson. Scott's most listened to artist of 2023, I think.
Yeah. It's 420 somewhere. Lock it in.
Kelly Luxman.
It's going to be something stupid. It's going to be... It's going to be like a Christmas song or something. Angel flying too close to the ground. It's definitely not that, but I don't know.
It is Highwayman. Highwayman.
That doesn't count because there's like three other people. That's like a Traveling Wilburys song being Bob Dylan's number one.
He must have re-released it at some point under just Willie Nelson. And
damn.
Number 13, Sonic Youth. Sonic Youth. Sonic Youth. Can you name a famous Sonic Youth song? That's what this game is called.
Can you name a Sonic Youth song?
I can. Fuck.
What's the one on Guitar
Hero?
It's
not Cool Thing, is it? It shouldn't be Cool Thing. It should be off their other album, not off Goo.
Scott, care to guess?
What's the one off Guitar Hero? I think it is Cool Thing.
Cool Thing is one on Guitar Hero. There's one on Rock Band.
Would you like me to give you the answer?
No, give me one second.
Okay, I'm going to give you 1 second. One.
Shut up. It's the Spirit Desire song. I don't remember the name of it. God damn it. No, I don't know it.
Ooh. Kelly is close. It's Teenage Riot. Teenage Riot, which I think is on Rock Band.
It is on Rock Band. Cool Thing was on Guitar Hero 2.
Yes.
And is also... I like Goo. That's a great album, but the other album is really good too.
You know what band's really great? Sonic Youth.
They're a good
Sonic
band.
Youth, really great band.
Fun band. I like them.
Number 14. Kelly still leads this 3-2. Number 14, Steely Dan. Steely Dan.
Oh,
Steely Dan.
It is Reeling in the Years.
Kelly gets it right out of the gate. I'm not even
because that song.
Guess.
Why?
A shitty Steely Dan song.
Scott, do you want to guess?
Yeah, Reeling in the Years.
Oh, you both get the point.
Three to four.
3-4. Number 15. Scott can tie this if he gets this right. Number 15. Bobby Boris Pickett.
What is his
number one song for Bobby Boris?
I don't know who this is.
Oh, Scott, you can win. You can tie. You can tie.
Who
the
let
game.
The dogs out?
Is it the
Bob Hotman?
Fiendish Stomp.
Oh, you're so close. That was on the album
is
that it was
the
released.
Creature's
on.
Boogie.
Oh, it's so close. You're so close.
Is it the Beasts? Get Down.
No, I think I know
the
what
fictional,
it is. No, I
the fictional characters Jamboree.
Yeah, is it the spooky guys? Get up and shake that thing. Is it the Monster Mash?
It is the Monster Mash. We tie on the quiz once again.
Yay.
Good job, gentlemen. Yay! We all win.
We did it. We did it. We did it.
And that does it for what is this musical act's most listened to song? That's the name of this game, which will come back. It'll come back. And we'll do some more obscure ones next time, probably. Like Marcy Playground.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that band, dude?
Did not expect you guys not to know that.
Why would we guess that. Know that?
You're going to know the song. You don't know the song? We're going to look up the song after this.
That
but anyway.
Would be more fun. You do a quiz where it's one hit wonders
and you play
and
one
then
second
you have like three choices of what the artist is and two are fake and one is real.
I'm gonna make a quiz. It's gonna be fun.
You'll make a quiz. Kelly's gonna do a final segment in the future.
In the future, not next episode. Yeah. Maybe
not next time.
Probably not,
don't worry.
Unlikely.
I've got one I've been saving for a while, so I've got one for next time too.
Hell yeah,
don't you worry, listen.
See ya.
All right, that's good for us. I'm out of here. I gotta eat baked goods. Bye.
Sausage rolls.
Go out on that. Sausage rolls.